Welcome to Street Knowledge with Chris Graham.
What is next for Kyle Guy? The UVA alum had a nice 10-day run with the Miami Heat. Emergency 10-day contract, you know, with all the COVID going around. It's not just in the communities across the country, across the world. Also, the sports communities have been impacted. And the Miami Heat roster was definitely impacted big time by COVID. And Kyle Guy had an opportunity. Yeah, he was scoring over 20 points a game playing in the G League with the Cleveland franchise, the Cleveland Charge, affiliated with the Cleveland Cavaliers NBA team, but jumped at the opportunity to join the Miami Heat. And, you know, when you hear about guys signing 10-day contracts in the NBA, often they just sign them to sit on the end of the bench. They're there in case of big-time emergencies. But the Heat, because of the number of people lost, not just to COVID, but also some injury issues. Jimmy Butler, a star player of that team, was one of those guys. Bam Adebayo, also another star player on that team, both down with injuries right now. Kyle, not only, you know, getting some minutes, he was getting some serious rotation minutes. He got 20 minutes plus in a couple games. He averaged over 20 minutes actually for his 5-game run. So this morning, Monday morning, as I'm recording this podcast, I set out, well, because his 10-day contract ended yesterday, Sunday. And I looked at the situation. It looked like Miami was not going to be able to re-sign him. The Miami Herald had a nice piece, and we kind of broke things down, detailing why the Heat would have trouble signing Kyle for the rest of the season because of salary cap issues, basically. Luxury tax implications, perhaps, because of what Miami has committed to other players on their roster. And so the Herald's assessment as of yesterday was likely you wouldn't see Kyle Guy back in a Miami Heat uniform. But the good news there would be, to me, he averaged 9.8 points per game. He was shooting over 50% from the field, 45% from three. What Kyle was able to do there was probably something that could get the attention of other NBA teams. And he looks so confident out there. You know, his time in Sacramento, he played 34 games over two seasons, most of those last year. Not getting consistent minutes, mostly garbage minutes. He was pressed into duty a couple times with injuries on the Sacramento roster into some rotation time, but just not consistently enough. And his numbers, you know, showed that he was a 30% shooter under 30% from three. That's what happens when you don't get a lot of playing time. He looked like a guy who looked like he should be in the league in his time with Miami these last few days. So then the good news, I wrote my story around 9:30 this morning, and then right around 12 o'clock today, Eastern time, Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that the Heat are signing Guy to a second 10-day deal. Now, unless the rules have changed specific to COVID, I don't know if that's the case. Teams can sign guys to a third 10-day deal, but then after that, the contract vests for the rest of the season. So, but a second 10-day hardship deal is what this is being called by Wojnarowski. So Woj is saying that maybe the hardship deals work out differently. But boy, it's good news for Kyle Guy. It's good news for UVA fans who like me have the G League app, not G League app, the the League Pass app and watch games. The Heat were on a West Coast road trip last week, so I was up late a few nights trying to get a glimpse of how Kyle was doing. The Heat now that's done. They're back on the East Coast, back to regular hours. Won't be burning the midnight oil quite so much to keep up with Kyle there in Miami. But it's a good situation for Kyle. The Heat coach Eric Spoelstra, who's guy who's been there since the LeBron James, Dwayne Wade years. He's won titles he had high praise for Kyle. After a recent game, Kyle Guy's a gamer, so he figures it out different ways to impact and help you by making winning plays. I think if you just observe his career, Spoelstra said, he's found different ways to make an impact, and he's far more than just a shooter. In fact, Kyle comes in with that second unit, also often is the point guard, the trigger for that offense. He didn't play point at UVA. Ty Jerome, now with the Oklahoma City Thunder, did that. Guy I mentioned had two double-digit games. He had 17 in his debut in a win at Houston on December 31st, 14 in a loss at Golden State on January 3rd. Averaged 9.8 points, 2.6 assists, 20.2 minutes per game, 51.4% shooting from the field, 45% from three. And so, Kyle felt like, and I'm glad, now that the news is that Wojnarowski is saying that Kyle will be staying on for another 10 days at least. These quotes from the story that we wrote earlier today about how Kyle was a good fit. It's been great, he said. They have a nice culture here. They do things the right way. We've only had a practice and a half during my 10 days, but I love what they're about. Quick and to the point, the coaches are great and the players are even better. And so getting a quick look at the Heat schedule for the next 10 days, see if we can get the internet to cooperate here with us as far as that goes. I mentioned that the Heat are back home, back on the East Coast at least, and looking at the schedule, pulling things up here as quickly as I can. Internet going a little slow here tonight. Let's see. A back-to-back with Atlanta. In fact, the first game is a road game at Atlanta on Wednesday and then at home on Friday. Then Saturday, so a true back-to-back, but those are both at home. The Atlanta game on Friday, then Philadelphia on Saturday, a game with Toronto at home in Miami on Monday, and then next Wednesday versus Portland. And that would be the end of the 10-day, the second 10-day run. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more games that Kyle can play in. And we'll see what kind of minutes he gets. But we'll report here on Augusta Free Press. We keep up with the NBA comings and goings of the UVA alums there in the NBA. Ty Jerome was getting some good minutes for Oklahoma City, a similar situation. He's already on the roster. He's you know, signed full-time with Oklahoma City, but he was getting some serious minutes, started the game last week, and then was getting some serious bench minutes because of COVID and injury issues for OKC's roster. Still in limbo right now. DeAndre Hunter is expected back perhaps as early as this week from a wrist injury suffered back in November with the Atlanta Hawks. We'll see if maybe he makes it back for that either of those two games with Miami and Atlanta. That'd be interesting to see Kyle and DeAndre perhaps matching up in one or both of those two games, or at least being on the floor and in the arena at the same time. The two 2019 guys who were so key to that that championship run. Also expected back perhaps this month. We're looking for an update on Joe Harris with the Brooklyn Nets. He's been down since November with an injury. And I believe it was an ankle injury that he had surgery on. And the timetable originally was 8 weeks. We'd be getting to that 8-week mark perhaps in the next few days. So no word I've seen on Joe's status, but the Nets certainly seem to need him as they're getting closer and closer to full strength. And also Malcolm Brogdon has been out with the Indiana Pacers, and we're looking to see what I'm not sure of a timetable for him. I've not seen what I've seen is day to day. So we're kind of one of those situations where you just kind of look every day and see what's going on with Malcolm as far as that goes. Justin Anderson had signed with Indiana as well. He was a COVID emergency 10-day contract, but then he came down with COVID himself, at least was tested positive for COVID. So Justin got some action a couple games over the weekend, but now he's in the protocol. So I think that answers a lot as far as the UVA guys in the NBA, at least certainly the prominent guys that that we remember. We will keep up, of course, with these developments. We'll have any news on especially Joe and Malcolm and DeAndre as far as when they are ready to return to action in the NBA. And we'll have the word on that and keep you up to date on Kyle and Ty. And whatever else we can get into as far as the UVA guys in the NBA. Thank you for listening, and everyone have a great day.